The grace, mercy, and peace of the triune God be with you. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our rock. Amen. She was 67 years old when she stepped off the bus in Oglethorpe, Georgia. It was May 1955. She had a homemade sack in which she had a blanket, a shower curtain, and some cans of Vienna sausages. Wearing a pair of Converse tennis shoes, she started walking north. Emma Gatewood, or Grandma Gatewood, as she became known around the world, started walking. You see, several years earlier, she had come across a National Geographic magazine, and that magazine had an article that described the Appalachian Trail. The article promised ample fresh water supplies, trail shelters conveniently placed for sleeping at the end of each day, a well-manicured path that was easy to follow. Turns out that was fake news. The trail was poorly maintained, shelters were scarce, and food and water supplies were unreliable. But Grandma Gatewood kept walking anyway. She walked for 146 days, wearing out 6 pairs of tennis shoes, sleeping in beds of leaves on porch swings and under picnic tables. She foraged for her food. She accepted kindness from strangers. When she finally reached Mount Katahdin, Maine, she had walked 2,190 miles. She had encountered bears, a hurricane, and swollen rivers. She became the first woman to hike the entire Appalachian Trail by herself. Somewhere along the way, reporters heard her story. Local newspapers picked up her story while she was in the southern states. And the Associated Press caught up with her in Maryland and did an article on her. When she reached Connecticut, Sports Illustrated was waiting for her, and they told her story. After the hike was over, she was invited to be a guest on the Today Show. These appearances made her a celebrity even before the hike was over, and she was often recognized along the way and received assistance from strangers in the form of friends and food and places to sleep. Over and over again, she was asked the question, why? Why are you doing this? What made you decide to do it? She gave a variety of answers to people, but the one that rings true is the simple answer, because I wanted to. Because I wanted to. You see, Emma Gatewood had survived an incredibly physically abusive marriage, had filed for and won a divorce in 1940, which was extremely difficult for women to do. She raised 11 children while living in poverty. Her way of dealing with the difficulties in her life was to take walks, long walks in the wilderness. She could find peace. Barbara Brown Taylor, in her book, An Altar in the World, the book that we are using for our sermon series these few weeks, Barbara Brown Taylor talks about the spiritual practice of getting lost. She believes that when we take the time to get off our regular path, we open ourselves to hearing God's voice in new ways. There are a lot of ways we can become lost. Obviously, with GPS, smartphones, and Google Maps, few of us ever become physically lost anymore. We know where we are, even if where we are isn't where we want to be. We may not always know the way back to where we started, and we may not immediately know how to get where we are going, but we know where we are, and we have tools to keep us on track. There are other ways of being lost. Barbara mentions in her book that she's been lost more times than she can count. She wrote, "I have set out to be married and ended up divorced. I've set out to be healthy and ended up sick. I set out to live in New England and ended up in Georgia. I set out to be a parish priest and ended up teaching school." She wrote, "While none of these displacements was pleasant at first, I would not give a single one of them back. I have found things while I was lost that I might never have discovered if I stayed on the path." I think all of us have stories about when we are lost. Maybe it was when you were 6 years old and at the mall. Maybe it was when you were at church and couldn't find your mom. Maybe it was negotiating a school campus. Maybe it was when you found yourself in a relationship that you didn't know how to navigate. Or when you found yourself caring for a parent that could no longer care for themselves. Maybe it was when you received a diagnosis. Or when your voice decides to give out halfway through a sermon. In our scripture for today, the Israelites are lost. They've left Egypt, where they were enslaved. Now keep track of this. They were enslaved. And they're making their way to the promised land. But somewhere along the way, they've lost their sense of purpose. And they did what many of us do when things are not going the way we want them to. They complained. They said to Moses, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. You've brought us into the wilderness where we are going to die from hunger." They were a little dramatic. They complained to Moses. Moses complained to God. And God told Moses that the people will go out every morning and gather bread from heaven. And every evening, God would provide quails for them to eat. However, there's a catch. Every morning, God's only going to provide enough manna for one day. God wanted the Israelites to learn to trust. Trust that God would provide for their needs. If they tried to keep the manna to save it for the next day, just in case God decided not to come through, it would spoil and go rotten. Over and over again in Scripture, we see that when people are lost, God shows up. Abraham and Sarah, Hagar, Jacob, Elijah, the Israelites, and even Jesus were lost at one time or another, and every single time God showed up, offering what they needed, even if it wasn't what they wanted. There are lessons to be learned in being lost. Sometimes we need to get off the path, place ourselves in new situations to hear God's voice in a new way. We learn to set priorities. Barbara Brown Taylor puts it like this. She says, "However you choose to do it, the practice of getting lost is both valuable and undervalued. In this culture, the point is to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible, even if you miss most of the territory along the way. She says, sometimes this is because you are doing at least 5 other things while you are in transit, including talking on the phone, listening to the radio, drinking a mocha latte, checking your text messages, and telling the dog to get back in the back seat. Well, all the while you're checking out how good you look in your sunglasses by admiring yourself in the rearview mirror. She says, once you become lost, everything but the dog and the telephone will suddenly become unimportant. The telephone, because it may allow you to call someone who cares enough about you to come get you, and the dog to keep you company while you wait. If you are not able to set priorities any other way, then getting lost may be the kick in the pants you have been waiting for. When we find ourselves lost, we are more able to figure out what is important and what is simply cluttering up our lives. We are able to get back to the basics of what we really want. Getting lost allows us to find our strength. When we find ourselves in a situation that we aren't prepared for, we have the chance to dig deep inside ourselves to find the courage, the will, and the guts to move forward. We learn that we are strong and capable of extraordinary things. Grandma Gatewood was not prepared for the challenges of the Appalachian Trail. She expected it to be easier than it really was. She expected more shelters, a trail clearly marked, ample food and water. Instead, she found herself in a wilderness, often hungry and cold and unprotected from the elements. She found within herself the strength to keep going, to put one foot in front of the other, to climb the mountain that was right in front of her without worrying about the one that would come after that. Most important, I think, getting lost can strengthen our faith. When we are lost, either physically, emotionally, or spiritually, God is there. God provided manna for the Israelites, who were not only wandering in the desert, but they had lost their faith that God was leading them to the promised land. They were so spiritually lost that going back to Egypt, back to slavery to Pharaoh, who systematically starved them, forced them into grueling labor, and killed their children to control the population, that was looking better to them than trusting in God to guide them to the promised land. You see, the fear of the unknown is sometimes scarier and more terrifying than what we know, even if what we know is terrible to begin with. But God reminded the Israelites daily by providing them manna from heaven that God was there, walking in the wilderness with them. Sometimes we need to get lost. Sometimes being lost can be the most transformative event in our lives. We need to get out of whatever rut we are in, whatever path we are on, and seek something new. Barbara puts it like this. You can get lost on the way home. You can get lost looking for love. You can get lost between jobs. You can get lost looking for God. However it happens, take heart. Others before you have found a way in the wilderness where there are as many angels as there are wild beasts and plenty of other lost people too. All it takes is one of them to find you. All it takes is you to find one of them. I encourage all of us to find our altar in the practice of getting lost, of taking the road less traveled, of getting out of our comfort zone and into the wilderness where we can find our own strength and renew our trust in God. And with all respect and love, get lost. Amen.